Mayor Sherelle Parker announcing the city and the largest blue collars workers union have reached a tentative agreement on a new 3-year contract ending the strike at 8 days. And KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joins us live with the latest on this. Pat?
Well, Clean and Green Commissioner Carlton Williams says the city is closing the 60 collection centers it had open for residents to drop off trash. He promised a thorough cleaning. He said the city heard you about the odors and the litter, and it will clean it up and put cameras at every location to make sure they don't become permanent dump sites. He said it would also clean up any place that became a de facto dump site during the strike. He asked residents who can't wait till their regular collection day next week to take trash to one of the 6 sanitation centers, not those other collection centers that had been open just for the strike. Now, the strike ended with a 3-year contract with 3% in raises each year, plus a $1,500 signing bonus, and a fifth step increase of 2% for people at the top of the scale. Now, if that sounds very close to what the union was offered before the strike, without a strike, it is very close. It's just a quarter of a percent more over the course of the 3-year contract. That step increase had been on the table the whole time. So this is a clear victory for Mayor Sherelle Parker, and District Council 33 President Greg Boyer was clearly unhappy as he left negotiations early this morning, but he was vague about why he agreed to this deal after staging an 8-day strike. Denise?
All right. It certainly makes you wonder about that. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb, thank you.